So many people who become entrepreneurs aren't prepared for what it really takes. And I'm not talking about the stuff they teach in business school. I mean the questions no one tells you to ask, the things no one tells you to think about, and the ideas you don't know to think about. For instance, business school doesn't teach you why it's important to have good friends around you, or how to handle the emotional fallout when a co-founder relationship breaks apart. They don't tell you how to maneuver the tricky spots with your partner or with your kids if you have them. Yet these things are arguably just as important, if not more so, than putting together budgets and marketing plans. And so here I offer you questions to ask of yourself and those around you, and advice I wish I'd heard before taking the leap. Make no mistake, even had I known all of this when I was starting out, I would have taken the leap anyway. But I'd probably have had a lot more fun. Chapter 1. Heart on Your Sleeve. The Entrepreneur and Love. I've often wondered why we save words like love for home. Every moment, whether you're reading to your child, making dinner, or running a multi-million dollar corporation, is an opportunity to create and express love. Love belongs in everything we do. It wasn't until I met Gary Erickson, the co-founder and owner of Cliff Bar in 1997, that I learned that love belonged in work. Prior to meeting him, I worked in marketing for big companies, where the conventional wisdom was that in order to effectively analyze a product, you had to remove yourself and your personal likes and dislikes. In other words, you had to remove your humanity. That was the only way to be objective. Gary's philosophy was the opposite. He brought his entire self to his business, his love for the outdoors and for being physically active, his commitment to the environment and to his family. When I first met with him in person, he interviewed me with his daughter in his lap, and his enthusiasm for food, particularly natural foods. At this point, natural foods was a new concept for me, considering that I got my start working on products like Kool-Aid. Believe it or not, there is not a whole lot that's natural in Kool-Aid. Gary encouraged everyone who worked with him to be as committed to the mission on a personal level as he was, to bring their full selves to their work. I learned that to be entrepreneurial, you have to let the curiosity that led you as a child come back into your life. Watch a baby explore his world. What does he do? He wants to touch everything. He thinks, a ball. What happens if I crawl to it? What happens if I pound on it? What happens if I put it in my mouth? He learns how the world works by watching, touching, poking, prodding, and waiting for the results of his experiments. If I could channel that pure curiosity and put it into my work, where would it lead me? In part, it led to Luna Bar. Gary taught me that what was important to me might be important to others. I should look to my own life for inspiration. Well, as I got deeper into the world of Cliff Bar, I discovered that I wanted something a little lighter, something that wouldn't have more calories than was practical for a light workout day, but would still have some sweetness. More important, I wanted to create a nutrition bar that was just for women, with the hope and the higher purpose that it would ultimately be a source of empowerment. That concept, along with the perfect bar that Gary developed in his kitchen, led to a $70 million business in 3 years. In 2000, Gary received a lucrative offer to sell his beloved company to a large strategic buyer. It was a critical crossroad. Gary turned the offer down and instead committed Cliff Bar to serving 5 bottom lines: sustaining our people, community, planet, business, and brands. That's how deep his love was for his company, and how strong his commitment to integrate it with his personal values. And I had the good fortune of running this company, which delivered against all 5 bottom lines. My passion has been wrapped up in the natural food business for decades. But passions come in all forms, whether it's a delicious, sustainable nutrition bar, software engineering, or social media.